Hi there, Corey Reynolds with you, your host for the God News You Can Use podcast. This is edition number 4, and I'm so glad you're here because good news happens here. Hey, you can also find me on the website godnewsyoucanuse.com, and you can click on the link there to subscribe and never miss a podcast. It's super easy, godnewsyoucanuse.com. We got a lot of really great stories today. It's all about the good news and the goodness of God, and I want to start here today with a 7-year-old. His name is Chase, and as the kids used to say when they'd watch Paw Patrol, they would say Chase is on the case, and he definitely was this day. Coming out of Jacksonville, Florida, this is amazing. This young man at 7 years old swam over an hour, over a mile to save his family. You see, he along with his sister and his dad, they were on the river there. They always go out on the boat and they have a good time. The kids hang on the boat. But this particular day, a very strong riptide came along. And well, I'm going to let Chase tell you more about what happened next.
The current was so strong that my sister, she usually hangs out at the back of the boat, and she let go. So I let go of the boat and I grabbed her, and then I was stuck.
I tried to stick with her as long as I could, and both of them really. I wore myself out and she drifted away from me.
But Chase kept swimming to shore.
That's why I floated on my back.
We're here. By the grace of God, we're here.
Amen, Dad, and to God be the glory in it, definitely. We head into the verse to go along with this amazing story of Chase, who by the way, said afterwards, I felt really scared, but he didn't give up. In Joshua 1:9, it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Not only was he with Chase this particular day, this brave 7-year-old, but that is the same that is true for us each and every day. You could be swimming. You could be walking down the street. You could be worried about your finances, your kids. Maybe there's a salvation issue where you're wondering, should I accept Jesus now or should I wait? You know what? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. I love that story. Chase is on the case as we head into story number 2. I want to tell you about Jackie. I love Jackie. She's my new best friend. I think so. I'm going to have to share her, though, because when Jackie went into a dollar store, she placed all her items on the counter. This story coming out of Alabama, she suddenly remembered that thing that happens to us all when we get right up to the cashier. Oh, I forgot one thing. It happens without fail. And Jackie said, I'm going to leave my items here, go get what I want, and I'll be back. By the time she came back, her items were gone. Another customer just decided he'd just take them. They were all paid for, after all. The clerk couldn't be of any help. He said, sorry, ma'am, I can't refund you the money. You're going to have to go get the items again. Jackie was none too happy, and who can blame her? She called the police, and when Officer Reeves showed up, he asked her to go gather up all the items that were stolen. Then he proceeded to pay for them all.
I wanted you to have a positive experience with us. I mean, the police officers were just there to help.
The two hope their story will inspire others to remember to be kind.
Hey, best friend. My new best friend.
I told you all we'd be around.
I am too.
See, I told you we'd have to share her as a friend. I'd love to sit down and have coffee with her. Check this out. A few days later, Jackie showed up at the police station and brought a gift card. And not only that, the money to pay the officer back for what he did for her that day. What an amazing story. What an amazing heart. So yes, of course, we've got a verse from God's word to go with this. And in Luke 6:31, it says, do to others as you would have them do to you. I don't know about you, but I remember that verse right there has been so relevant and pertinent in my life, because when I deal with people, sometimes, like, you know, the human nature that we all have, you just kind of want to jump to conclusions, or you want to jump to the anger that may be brewing in you. Listen, I'm half Italian. I blame it on that, but there is no excuse. No excuse. You can't blame it on your heritage at all. But I tell you, sometimes it just gets the best of me. But I remember that verse and I recall it, and I think there's a reason for that. God wanted us to remember to do to others as you would have them do to you. Amen. Thanks, Jackie, for being such a good friend. And we're heading to Virginia for story number 3. This is downright harrowing, supernatural even. It's God natural. Let me tell you why. A Virginia police officer did an amazing thing. Coming upon an accident, he heard a young boy crying out. The car was overturned. He's screaming to the officer, please, please save my mom. She was trapped underneath her sunroof and could not breathe. And you're going to hear the clip here. And I just want to warn you, it's a little bit heart-wrenching, but there is a good outcome because Deputy Holt that day knew that he couldn't wait for additional help. He only had one choice, to lift that car off that mother.
Can't breathe. Please.
Officer, she's trapped under the vehicle. I can't get it off.
Mommy. Mommy. Mommy.
Come here. Come here, buddy. Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to get out.
Can you slide any, ma'am? Is your head clear?
And last we heard, she's doing well and was released from the hospital. Deputy Holt, for his part, is beyond humble about all of this. He says, you know, I'm just a cop, the average cop. It's what we do. Thinking of doing anything different is out of the question. Amen. Hero. Oh, and the hero story goes on for him. In March of 2020, he actually saved two people from a burning home. And if that weren't enough, he served in the Virginia Army National Guard and actually served in Iraq. Wow. Hero all. We've got a verse for this one. Yes, we do. For a supernatural experience such as this, Matthew 21:21 is perfect. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith and no doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. And God's will be done. There's so many good things happening in the world, and that's what your God News You Can Use podcast is all about. As it says in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You can always count on God to be God, and you can always count on good news happening. It's not necessarily what you're seeing on your TV or hearing on the radio or reading online. We subvert that here. We go around it because we find the good news, the God news you can use. Find us online. That's easy. GodNewsYouCanUse.com. Remember to subscribe. Find that on the website. Click it, and you're on your way to knowing when the next podcast hits, and you'll hear it first. Well, you might be. Check it out. I'm Corey Reynolds, and I'll see you next time on the God News You Can Use podcast, because it's happening. We'll